From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May the 15th, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star that nearly 100 demonstrators marched in opposition to the privatization of the Pine Haven Nursing Home and Rehabilitation Center on Wednesday. Protesters waved signs, chanted, and solicited honks from passing vehicles outside the county office building in Hudson before half of them silently filed into the board supervisor's chambers for the board's monthly meeting. Sean Morris, a United Public Service employee union labor relations representative, spoke to the full board explaining that Pine Haven is very important, if not the nucleus of Columbia County. He said the 120-bed facility takes the sickest of the sick and the poorest of the poor while providing decent jobs for the middle class. Morris asked the supervisors to include those fully invested in Pine Haven in the process of deciding the facility's fate. Morris said, and I quote, "We're not going to go away. We'll be here for every meeting. We'll demonstrate not for any other reason other than to show that we care about Pine Haven, we care about the seniors, we care about the workers, and we want to be part of the process," end quote. If the board ultimately chooses to sell the facility, Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Gratton said preference will be given to buyers with the best plan to retain as many current employees as possible, deliver high-quality care, and to keep Pine Haven in Philmont. That is a story that you will find in today's Register Star. Rotterdam resident and state Senate challenger George Armador says incumbent Cecilia Kacik may be a nice lady, but she's not representing everyone in the 46th Senate district right now. In an interview with Ed Furtek on WGXC on Wednesday, Republican Armador said he was taking a second shot at the seat he lost by 18 votes in 2012 because he does not believe government should be allowed to take away the individual's sense of freedom and ability to thrive.
Can you beat her this time?
Yes. I beat her last time. Almost. 18 votes shy.
Anything you feel she's vulnerable on?
Well, my campaign, we're building up a team. The campaign is still in the early stages right now, but we're going around the district and listening to the voters. I want to hear their concerns, what's on their mind. There are so many people who are just so sick and tired and fed up with the whole, with all of it. And that's why, it gives me great inspiration, because there's one thing that we should never give up on. That's the American dream and the American way and who we are as people. And we should not allow our government to take those joys or that sense of freedom and hope and abilities from us to thrive. And that's why I want to run. Yes, well, my opponent on the existing seated senator she could be a very nice lady. I don't know her all that well. I'm sure she's a very nice lady. But she has a voting record. She has a record of what pieces of legislation or bills that she sponsored or she wants to bring to the floor for a vote, and what her past voting record's been. And, it's unfortunate because for being a nice lady, she's not representing all of us in the 46th Senate District. I can tell you that right now.
Citing her record, Armador accused Kacik of failing to act in a bipartisan manner. He also said she proposed legislation that, in his opinion, would do more harm to the state's economy than good.
It's been a common occurrence, doing one thing, saying one thing and doing another. We need elected officials who know how to lead and who have integrity and who have the ability to get things done, who will work on a bipartisan fashion. We see no concerted effort on working on a very bipartisan fashion by the senator. We see legislation that she sponsored that I believe would do more harm to our economies and to this district than good.
Can you give an example?
One example would be the restriction of fluids on our railways, and what's inside those fluids on our railways that would literally, if what was passed, according to the version that she has written, would shut down our commerce, would totally eliminate the ability, especially next winter coming up. That is a detriment to our economy. That's a detriment to society. Why? Because these are the necessities of life. We need heating oil to heat our homes. We need heat. We need energy sources to turn on our lights. And we need to get gasoline to put in our car to drive to work.
Armador appeared to be referring to Kacik's introduction of a law to ban the transportation of hydraulic fracturing waste products into New York from out-of-state operations. That bill died in committee last month. Amador is a home builder by profession. He represented the 105th Assembly District from mid-2007 to 2012. 46 Senate District stretches across all parts of Greene, Montgomery, Schenectady, Albany, and Ulster counties. The full Amador interview can be found at wgxc.org/archives. Finally, Public News Service is reporting that Internet Freedom Advocates are calling for a day of action on today, Thursday, May 15th, at the Federal Communications Commission. Mark Shearer has that story.
Many legal immigrants in New York and across the country aren't pursuing citizenship. Even though more than 8 million nationwide are eligible to apply, many have never even taken the first step. Some immigrants cite the expense, which is about $700 in fees, plus the cost of a lawyer. Others worry they don't speak English well enough to pass the citizenship test. Mark Lopez is with the Pew Hispanic Research Center. He says there are some key differences between having legal permanent status and being a U.S. citizen.
Legal permanent resident status does come with a number of benefits. Being able to work legally, they do have to pay taxes, they can travel, but it doesn't include the right to vote or never be deported, because once you become a U.S. citizen, you cannot be deported.
A recent Pew Research Center poll found only 36% of Mexicans who are here legally actually go on to become naturalized U.S. citizens. This percentage is much less than other groups, including Cubans, Indians, and Europeans. Julissa Gutierrez is with the National Association of Latino Elected Officials. Her group is trying to encourage people to take the pathway to citizenship so they have the right to vote.
Oftentimes, immigrants coming into this country do not come with a full understanding of the law of the United States. They also come with experiences from their home country that may bar them as well. So these are things that, you know, it's a learning process.
The Pew poll also found that the vast majority of immigrants and the American public do support a pathway to citizenship. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting patchy drizzle before 11 a.m., then a chance of showers. It will be cloudy with a high near 77. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 62. The chance of precipitation Thursday night is 40%. The forecast for the next 3 days on Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then showers and a possibility of a thunderstorm after 1 p.m., a temperature high near 72 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Friday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a low around 54 degrees. On Saturday, scattered showers mainly before noon, partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 51. And on Sunday, chance of showers, mostly sunny, with a high near 70 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers again, mostly cloudy, with a low around 50. Sunrise today was at 5:33 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:10 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 36 minutes. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, May 15th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.